Someone online asked people to name the dumbest, most embarrassing thing they believed as a kid. Now, here's some good ones, and then I'm going to ask you about yours. Someone believed that if you plucked a hair off your head and you planted it in the ground, more hair would grow because hairs have roots.
The Rogaine guys, really, their ears just got perked up there. I don't think that's real, but yeah, there are certain kids that may be taught that.
That the light at the bottom of a pool was a trap door to the ocean and sharks could sneak through.
That is funny. Is that to keep the kids on the surface rather than going underneath the water?
I don't know. I think it's just rotten parents telling their kids like goofy stuff. I don't know.
What is the actual rule on eating and swimming? Like you're not supposed to swim for 30 minutes or whatever.
You get cramps or whatever.
Right.
And then if you watched a PG-13 movie before you were 13, you'd actually get arrested.
That is funny. My mom always would catch us not drinking enough water.
Uh-huh.
And we were always drinking sugary stuff. Like our drink of choice when we were kids was Kool-Aid.
Of course, everybody's drink of choice was Kool-Aid when you're little. Yeah.
With as much sugar as you can, you know, because I'd make it myself. Like, super sweet. So she started calling water clear Kool-Aid to get my sister and I to drink more water.
I love it.
And I feel so stupid now admitting that, but I totally hook, line, and sinker bought on that when I was a kid. So I'm sure there are other people that have had lies that their parents told them that they, if you're willing to admit it to this day, or if you're still a child, and maybe you've just figured something out from your parents. Good morning, it's the Maria and Chad Show. Who's this?
Oh, this is Dawn. How are you?
Good. How are you, Dawn?
Fine. I was finding that very funny of our mothers and what they did.
Uh-oh. What did your mom do?
It's kind of dumb, but I still believed it as a kid. If I didn't drive between my toes, I would end up with duck feet.
Quack, quack, waddle, waddle, quack, quack, waddle, waddle.
I would make sure those suckers were dry because I did not want to have duck feet.
You know, to make you feel better, Don, let me share a story with you. My wife makes fun of me. The reason I dry my toes every time I get out of the shower is I didn't when I was a kid and I went on vacation with my grandparents. And I remember my grandpa, like, taught me how to dry my feet. But I think of him every time I get out of the shower.
That's actually really sweet.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, that is.
If you ever see me, like, if you're out at the Garth Brooks concert this weekend, you can feel between my toes. I'll tell you, it's going to be very dry.
Okay.
All right, that just got really creepy.
I think I'll trust you on that.
All right. Thanks for listening, Dawn. Have a great morning.
Thank you. You too.
Maria and Chad Show discovering that parents are liars.
Parents are kind of mean and heartless.
Well, they have fun with their children.
The most embarrassing thing that you believed as a kid because your mom and dad said that it was true. Example, that a really skinny guy worked inside every traffic light pole and switched the lights from red to green.
I don't know where that comes from. Daniela, are your parents liars?
So growing up, my parents used to say if you drank coffee as a kid, you would grow a tail.
Okay.
So I don't know why, but it always stuck with me, and I used to tell my son as well, like, no, you can't drink the coffee unless you're going to, you know, you want to grow a tail. So we never drank coffee either as a kid.
So at what age could you start drinking coffee and not grow a tail?
You know, I started drinking coffee probably when I was in junior high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized it wasn't so bad and I didn't grow a tail, so I was good.
Stunt your growth. I've heard that before. That's funny.
Yeah, maybe that is why I'm a little short. But
no tail, but you're a shorty. I like it.
Yes.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Maria and Chad Show. Have a great morning.
Have a great day, guys. Thank you.
Thanks.
We are talking about parents lying to you. I told you, Maria, a little while ago, if people missed it, that my mom used to say water was clear Kool-Aid to get my sister and I to drink more water.
That just makes me giggle. That how long did you believe that?
Too long. I was probably almost a teenager before I knew the difference.
Really?
I don't know. I mean, I just remember I was really embarrassed when I finally figured out that she was just lying.
Pulling your leg.
Let's go to Emily. What's the lie your parents told you, Emily?
That if I ate the watermelon seeds, one would grow in my tummy.
Oh, my mom did the same thing.
That crap. And I believed it until I was like 12. And every pregnant woman I saw, I thought, that woman ate a watermelon seed. And I literally said it out loud a few times, and my mother just looked at me like, what the hell's wrong with you?
One of the best lies. I think my parents tried that one, too. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling.
Thanks. Have a good day.
You, too.
William, what's your parental lie you wanted to share with us?
Well, my aunt was living with us back in the 80s. I was about 8 or 9 years old. I don't know if it's the wrong thing to say, but I asked my aunt one time, and she was a big joker. She really was. She told me one time when I asked her, what was homogenized milk? Because I was trying to figure that out. And she told me that it came from gay cows.
You're full of it.
Oh, my God.
I am not kidding you. And believe it or not, my sisters, my brothers, we all believed it for a while. I grew up on a small ranch. It was funny.
And so, does chocolate milk come from chocolate cows or brown cows?
I can say that my aunt was a real big joker. She loved to joke around with everybody, and we believed her for a few days. It blew my mind. I was like, I was like maybe 8 or 9 years old, and I really believed it. My brother, he was a little bit older than me. He's like a year and a half older than me, and he believed it too.
All right. Good parental lie. Hey, thanks for calling. We appreciate it. Have a great morning.
You too. Bye.
Thanks, William.